بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد The most appropriate day for traveling سيدنا كعب بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that نبي اكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم departed for the expedition of Tabuk on a Thursday سيدنا كعب رضي الله تعالى عنه states that نبي اكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم loved commencing journeys on Thursdays. Sayyidina Ummu Salima radiallahu ta'ala anhu also narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preferred travelling on a Thursday. Sayyidina Abu Tahir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that whenever Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatched any army, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do so on a Thursday. A narration mentions that barakah has been kept on a Thursday morning for this ummah. Note, whenever possible, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would commence his journey on a Thursday, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preferred the same for dispatching armies as well. Very rarely would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commence a journey on any other day. When departing for the farewell Hajj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed on a Thursday as well. The historic journey to Madinah Tayyibah, that is the Hijrah, commenced on a Monday, as this was determined by divine revelation. Allama Aini rahimahumullah has written that on one occasion, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commenced a journey on a Friday. Ibn Hajar has also made the above assertion. Hence, if it is possible, one should arrange that one's journey commences on a Thursday, as this would be closest to the Sunnah, and if this is not possible, then any other day will be fine. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.